Let's move our attention to the seven races at Cranbourne. We've got the track conditions and an update from Ben. We've got the rail and the 9 metre position. We're on a soft seven and we kick off the card with an interesting maiden. And as Trent Langscale outlined, there's been some moves in this race. It's over 1,000 metres. Scratchings are numbers 10, 12 and 14. The major money has been for number 9, Grinzinger Alley, and now at $3 with Nan Curvis out to $3.90, $4.80 for O Cecilia, $6 for Mont Genep, and then we're into double figures. Brendan, how are we kicking off?
I'm going to go with O Cecilia here, number 7 in the first. Really liked its work in a Cranbourne synthetic jump. Out was okay through its first preparation. Has the services of Damien Lane. Upgrade to a slow 7 is going to be no disadvantage there to beat Grinzinger Alley. The money's been for Grinzinger Alley. Looked impressive in his jump outs, but the only concern for me is those jump outs have been over 600 metres. I like to see them get out over a little bit further. I think Casina has trialled up really well at a little bit of a price, and Araki had jumped out okay at Cranbourne on the synthetic 7.9.3.8.
7.9.3.8 in the first from Brendan. Dan, how are we kicking off?
Look, Grinzinger Alley caught the eye, but the I guess the negative I have, the trial that was in or the jump out it was in was only over 600 metres, but the best part about its work was late and sat really wide. So there were positives out of it. In a race that I found it difficult to get a lot of positives out of it, Nan Curvis is race fit and can be up on the speed, make its own luck, and it's probably got a winnable race because there are so many first starters. Casina, the three horse, like Brendan said, there was just enough where it got back, it was drawn out a little bit wide, but I like the way it got home. It's very green, and that might cost it today, but going forward, I think you can follow Casina, number 3 of the first starters. That's the one I'd be at a price. I mean, the Grinzinger Alley's favourite for the race, so it might be a better bet or a better play at a bit of value, I think, Warren. O Cecilia was the other one, and I put in the Mount Genep because it's got race experience and would have to improve on its first run. It jumped okay, got too far back, forgive. So I've ended up 9, 7, 3, and 5, and maybe the play around those four, but the three horse is the one that's a bit longer odds than I anticipated.
9, 7, 3, and 5 from Dan in the first. 7, 9, 3, and 8 from Brendan Delaney. 1,200 metres, the distance of race 2. Another maiden at Cranbourne on the 7-race card this afternoon. Take out numbers 2, 6, 7, and 8. Tab.com.au are up with a fixed odds market, and currently favourite is Wild Choice for Richard Lamming and Michael Walker, combining at $2.80. Lemur Celtique building to that maiden victory at $3.70. $3.90 for Space Cowboy, and Ariel on debut for Robbie Lang at $7. Then we're in a double figures. Dan, what are we doing here?
Well, I think La Mer Celtique is the one here. It just comes, when you're looking at horses that are getting beaten in maidens, you're looking at the horses that are beating them. And it's very difficult to ignore the fact that she ran well and was overrun in the end by Airborne, who's gone to Flemington to win. So that form line is just strong, and I think this is her opportunity to break through. Notwithstanding, Wild Choice is very close to breaking through, can make its own luck, also racing up on the pace. So they're the two things that these two have got as positives here. I thought one of the two could win. Space Cowboy, okay in a jump out. I just thought the race experience here might improve it. 5 on top of 10, then 9, and the one horse ran on okay in a trial, Ariel, under a bit of riding, but I do like the Quinella here, 5 from 10, then 9 and 1.
I like the way Ariel finished off in a recent trial. How are you seeing this, the second, Brendan?
I'm going with one of the race brigade and one at a double-figure price in number 11, Miss Dynamic, never on the track at Sale last time behind Celestial Shower. Got through the ground in a bit of restricted room at Geelong, fresh up behind I'm Eloquent, really rain-affected ground there. I'm Eloquent has come out and won again after running well in town. I think that might be enough form line to see her running well here at a good price, and just with those two runs under the belt to beat Lemur Celtique, brings some form through Airborne. She covered ground and did the work for Airborne there at Bendigo. We've seen what he's been able to come through and do, and she handled the soft seven there. 10 Wild Choice, the chase was good at Cranbourne after leading and then after sitting handy to the pace, and was good leading them up there at Echuca, and then 9 Space Cowboy. I thought he did a little bit wrong in a jump out behind Lincoln Star, but I thought he had jumped out well enough, and that Lincoln Star form is not too bad after the way she performed yesterday. 11 Miss Dynamic each way, 11, 5, 10, 9.
Race 3 at Cranbourne's a maiden over 1,400 metres. Scratchings are numbers 3, 7, 10 and 12. Currently, tab.com.au have a market with Dragon Ball favourite. Also take out emergency number 16. Dragon Ball heads the market $3.10 ahead of DeGrasse. $3.70, $6 for Semi Yomar, Noir Jacket $8.50, and then we're getting into to double figures, and just into the double figures, Brendan, Seb Silk at $10.
I'm with one here, DeGrassi. I thought he gave a great sign up on the speed at Cranbourne last time with Harry Grace in the saddle. One run on really rain-affected ground was at Maui. Was disappointing there, but did have a problem. The rider just reported that he choked down on that occasion, so forgiving of that run on really rain-affected ground. He's fit, he's up and rolling, he'll be on the pace, and I think he might be hard to catch. Semi Yomar comes through the same race last time out there at Cranbourne. He probably had his chance to run past DeGrassi. A little bit of a tricky gate to overcome, but trusting that form line. 11 in for third. Seblik, I like the work in a recent Cranbourne trial. And then number 13, which is Our Party Animal. I thought she did enough on debut in a recent Cranbourne trial. The Animal Kingdom filly 1, 6, 11, 13.
How are you seeing the third, Dan?
Well, the exposed form DeGrassi, number one, can make its own luck up on pace. Obviously, that the question mark, as Brennan referenced, is that the real wet track. But sometimes horses that race on speed are more likely to get through a wet track than horses that come from off the pace. So, look, it only went under last up, and it was a good fighting performance. Semi Yomar comes out of the same race, has drawn wider this time, but I think has got room to improve as well. Damien Lane takes the ride. Seb Silk's trial I thought was good enough. I've definitely got in the mix, number 11. Jason Warren, first starter. So Jason's got a couple of first starters today that both that look like they'll perform well. Noir Jack was the other one. Blinkers first time. I thought it was solid enough last start, and it's in the mix as well. One on top ahead of numbers 6, 11 and 4.
1, 6, 11 and 4 from Dan, race 3. 1, 6, 11 and 13 from Brendan. The quaddie kicks off on the 7 race card. Cranbourne this afternoon, race 4 over 2,080 metres. It's a benchmark 70. Scratching of number 8 and a late scratching of number 3, Aho Tamana, certainly has changed the market here. And that market now reads at Rue Bridges, favourite at $3. $3.30 for Eckhart, $3.70 for Viva Achiever, and Cavaliere Dan, the other one in single figures at $6. How are we kicking off the quaddie?
Well, I like Eckhart. I think it gets the conditions to suit today at the trip, the heavy track conditions. Claim is going to help its cause as well. It's racing well, so it ticks a number of the boxes you want them to tick. Number one, Eckhart on top. I think Rue Bridges, you have to forgive for last up because it's out of character with its previous form, so it's the logical threat. Viva Achievers, very consistent. The wet track is always that query when they're coming off a lot of synthetic form.
I think Tommy Conlon's out there trying to lay a synthetic surface at Cranbourne so that Viva Achiever can get his preferred surface.
And Cavaliero, for a Flemington winner, probably 18, 19 months ago now, it was okay last start. It's probably a race with a claim. It comes into it. But the one I had little problem putting it on top, Eckhart. Well, I say a little problem. I actually had Aho Tamana on top, but little problem after it come out. Number one on top of 6, 2, and 4.
Brendan?
Yeah, I'm with Eckhart here. Was good 3 back at Bendigo. Was okay at Sandown. Had to chase from a long way out of a slow tempo at Gawler. A little bit more of a solider run race will suit him. Get to the outside and let him work home. Rue Bridges, the mid-race move was against her at Sandown. The form prior to that was good on rain-affected ground. In a little bit weaker grade in 64 grade, but will be up on the speed and making the luck. Cavaliero thought it stuck it out well at Mildura. Wet track might be a little bit concerned, but definitely has some race fitness on its side. And then Viva Achiever comes back to the turf, which is a concern. First try on the softer ground, but the extra trip looks like it'll suit. Eckhart on top, 1642.
Race 5 at Cranbourne's a benchmark 64. Distance of 1,600 metres, take out numbers 4 and 6, and enunciate for Pat and Chris Hyland. Brad Royal are aboard, heading the market $2.15, $4.20 for Our Sunny Girl, $4.60 for Real Gent, Cleo's Poet at $5.50. Then we're getting into bigger figures. Brendan, what are we doing here?
Really keen on one here, Warren. Number 9, Our Sunny Girl. I thought she was okay at Pakenham coming through the same race as Enunciate, but going to a run 2 back on the wet ground at Cranbourne in the race won by Spencer Arado. There's been some really strong form come out of that race and back onto the turf track. I think if she can bring that form, she's going to be mighty hard to beat. Enunciate, recent racing has been done on the synthetics at a fraction closer last time, but he's racing well. Wet track might be a little bit of an issue after his synthetic track racing, a couple of gear changes for him. 3 Real Gent, boxed on well at Echuca. Does get through the heavy well. Was 2 for 2 on the heavy when I was going through. It was still a heavy track, but will be up on the speed, making his own luck. And then Anna Bohr runs on wet ground, have been good this preparation. But I'm pretty keen on our Sunny Girl here, 9137.
Pattern could be crucial here, Dan, and we'll know a bit of it by this time of the day, but you probably have Real Gent making his own luck near the speed, and our Sunny Girl making that strong run, as Brendan outlined. What are we doing here from your point of view?
Yeah, I like our Sunny Girl as well. Small field, I think, helps for a horse that's getting back, and we've seen our Sunny Girl in similar conditions and perform well, and I would say in arguably a slightly stronger race as well. So only has the one win, but it was in these conditions. So our Sunny Girl, the 9 on top. Real Gent can make its own luck. Comes in well with a claim. Certainly the conditions are going to suit it. Cleo's Poet, for a horse that hasn't won on the wet track, it's got a good record on them. 5 seconds from 7 starts on slow, soft and heavy combined. And Enunciate, while very consistent, just I'm always reticent to pick horses off synthetic track form when they go to turf tracks, and particularly when they're heavy. A lot of times it can bite you on the gluteus maximus, but that's the reason why I didn't put it in the top three. But I am respecting that it's got enough ability to win the race. 9, 3, 5, and 1.
Race 6, a benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres. We take out numbers 3 and 5. And with a rating of 75 in a benchmark 70, Extreme Bliss is the top weight. Rose Pearson aboard, reducing the weight to 58.5 kilos after the 2 kilo allowance for being a mare. And she's heading the market, $2.40 ahead of Shear, $4.20, Gold Denari, $4.80, $6.50 for Tarinda for the Robbie Griffith stable. Again, sending our best wishes there. And $8.50 to Nina Rules, who wished the meeting was transferred to Moe, Dan.
Yeah, probably. It's an interesting race, this one, Warren, because I'm going to tip number 2, Shear. It comes off a last start performance where it pulled up with a suspected, an injury, which is a tendon injury. It's what it was reported.
Didn't look good, did it, when you read the report?
No, it doesn't. But look, I like the jump out. It went down the straight at Flemington and it looked good. It certainly put your concerns away. I think it did enough. Conditions suit. Forget that last run. Form's terrific for this, and I would say would probably be favourite. So the 2 on top, Shear, Brett Preble. Extreme Bliss has trialled well enough. Rose Pearson rides. The claim all helps. And Tarindar's last run was terrific. I thought coming from last wide on the turn, wound up strongly. So good luck to the team with Tarindar. It'd be great for the Griffiths family. And I think it's definitely a winning chance. And then Goldenari, 2, 1, 6, and 4.
Brendan?
I'm with Shear here. Loves Cranbourne. I'm beating the Cranbourne 1200. Just forget last time at Sandown. The former round, the runs prior to that was good. Winning at Bendigo, and then you go back to the run. Beaten 3 by Search Squad. When Search Squad turned up, he's really competitive in town. Got touched off by Cass Village here over 1300 metres. Shear on top for me. Soft ground will be no issue. To beat Extreme Bliss, resumes. Trial was good. Looked to be a high-class trial, but all the horses that come through that trial that ran yesterday didn't run all that well. So a little bit of a concern there, but has won fresh in the past. Gold Denari is just forced to go a little bit too far forward there at Caulfield last time out. Should appreciate a little drop in grade. Has a really good soft track record. And then 6 to Rinda, 2146.
Last race of 7 at Cranbourne this afternoon's a benchmark 64. It's over 1,400 metres. Number of scratchings and a small field to finish. We take out numbers 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 10, and 11, leaving us with a field of 4, Brendan, and we'll give you the full market. Luna Flair heads that at $2.10, $2.80 for Troubleshot, Perseverance, I'm not stuttering, at $3.70, and 8 times a lady, $11.
I'm with Perseverance here. Number 5 had the month between runs. Liked their fighting effort last time against good opposition. Czechoslovakia followed a similar pattern, had a month between runs after being beaten by Perseverance and then come out and won. Soft track's going to be no issue for the former Kiwi mare. I think she's a little bit of value now in this race with all the scratchings on that third line of betting. Troubleshot won well last time. Has to bring the form now to wet ground off the synthetic. Luna Luna Flair, first up from a break, improving tracks in her favour, but she got to a pretty good level fresh, but just that, got to a pretty good level in the first prep, just has to bring it fresh on a soft track, and then number 9, 8 times a lady, just through process of elimination, gets left there in fourth, 5, 2, 8 and 9.
How are you seeing the small field in the last end?
Yeah, pretty similar. I'll just give a slightly different variation of the top four.
Give us your top three and we'll figure out your last selection.
All right, I've tipped 5 from 8 and 2. For the same reasons, Brendan, per Perseverance on top to win the last. As it's turned out, I think we've got about the last 5 races that we've tipped the same. If only I'd have known that at 2 o'clock last night when I was going through the latter part of that form. But the race meeting does thin out a bit today, Warren.
5, 8, 2, and 9, confirming Dan Malecki's numbers in the last. Dan, you're about to take the reins and guide us through the remaining component of Correct Weight. But before you do that, give us your summary of how we play Cranbourne today.
Okay, well, the best bet, remember there's a lot of races here with no third dividend, but my best is La Mercetique. I think it's her chance today, and if there was another play that maybe taken an exacta wild choice to beat La Mercetique, or simply take the Quinella, but it's my best for the day. I thought it was the best value at this stage.
So that's race 2, number 5.
Race 2, number 5. To find a value bet, it may well be Casino in the first, number 3. Again, pointing out there's a lot of races with no third dividend, so at a bit of value, I think it can give you a bit of a race. It might be your horse to follow, and as far as the quad is concerned, I'm going to go pretty thin here. It served me well going for the early quarter yesterday, so we may as well stick that way and try and get it for 100% or more. First leg 1 and 6, that's the main quaddie, Eckhart, Rube Bridges. The second leg 3, Real Jenna, 9, Our Sunny Girl. The third leg 2, Sheer, from 1, Extreme Bliss, and 6, Tarinda. And in the last leg, happy enough to just go 1 out per Perseverance, so that would be 12 dollars for 100%, so it's not going to set you back too much, and no one's going to laugh at you if you get it wrong. Then, and a play of the day is tough there, but perhaps if you're willing to box up in a parlay, so to take a 2 and a 3 of La Mercetique into Eckhart into Shear.
And before we get your thoughts, Brendan, I've been reminded by Daniel via the SMS, and remiss of me, although it wasn't a feature meeting at Randwick yesterday, not to mention the terrific performance of David and Coral Feek with I Am Vinny storming to victory at Randwick amid some hectic scenes at big odds. Also, the victory of Alto Royal later in the day was terrific. But I Am Vinny winning it at big odds and taken to Sydney by David and Coral Feek. Jake Noonan up there to ride it, and I've met some connections of I Am Vinny post a meeting at Caulfield. They're an excitable bunch, and they were deservedly excited yesterday.
Yep, certainly were. My best today at Cranbourne, race 5, number 9, Our Sunny Girl. I think she's at a nice little bit of value there. Value bet race 2, number 11, Miss Dynamic. For the quarter, 1-2-4-6 into 1-3-7-9 into 1-2-4 into 2-5-8. We'll leave 8 times the lady out of the last leg, and you watch her win it. The play of the day, Our Sunny Girl, each way Miss Dynamic, each way race 5, number 9, into race 2, number 11. We'll play up the best and the value there for the play of the day.